Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Bava Kama Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, and at the end of our analysis of Mishnah Gimel, with the case of the dog who took the hot cake off of the fire and took the coal with it, and the ruling of the Mishnah was that subsequent to his eating the cake and then causing a fire with the coal, that the owner is chayav for a full damage for the cake and half damage for the fire because mishuna. Now, man chayav, question is, who has to pay for the fire? So, bal kalav, the owner of the dog. The chayav nami bal gachelet, maybe the owner of the coal has to pay also. But shishimer gachalto, I was talking about a case where he protected or he buried the coal properly. Shemar gachalto, my bal kalav hatam. So if that's the case, how'd the dog get to it? The answer is bishachatar, the dog burrowed and found it. So, Mary Berita Rav Kahana, Zotomeret, Stam Daltot, Chaturot, Netzal HaKelev. A normal door, or the default, is that any sort of a passageway, a door, is going to be considered burrowed through by a dog, which means that a dog will go and dig stuff up, and the Bala Kelev is responsible for that. Now, Da'achla Hecha, where did he eat the cake? Ilim Da'achla Begadish Da'alma. If you're saying that he went to some other wheat pile, somebody else, and he ate it there, habayinan we ever stay acher. The halacha is that you have to eat pershut hanizak. V'leika, so lo tzricha da'achla begadish ba'al de'bala charara. He took a cake and he ate it next to a wheat pile of the same guy who owns the cake. So it's pershut hanizak. Now, tifshot, that should lead us to the conclusion, the pipara, k'chatzar nizak dami, that the mouth of the cow is considered chatzar nizak. What is this question? We'll see it right now. The k'chatzar mazik dami, because if you consider the mouth of the cow to be chatzar hamazik, the cow is the mazik, so le'male, you could just say, my boy, parafatcha, puma de kalboy, what is your cake doing in the mouth of my dog? In other words, you could say, I'm not chayiv for shein. Now, that would end up being sort of strange, because then it would almost be that there's no chayiv of shein. Let's see what's going on. Dibar Elohim. Pi para kachatzar nizak dami, kachatzar mazik dami. What do we consider the mouth of the cow? Meaning, the mouth of the animal that's mazik. The animal itself belongs to the mazik. However, he's operating in kachatzar nizak. What do we do with its mouth? And the solution is, iamart kachatzar mazik dami. How could you possibly say, that's how we translated here, how could you possibly say it's kachatzar mazik? So shein nechayiv v'chiv rachmona hechem ishgachad la. You could never have chiyuv of shein because every time it eats, it's now in kachatzar mazik and it's potter. Mary Beredu of Kahana, ngon shein tchacha bekotel hanata v'tinfa perot lahanata. So said, you could have a chiyuv of shein, which is if it did something like rubbing against a wall, urinating on the perot. In other words, there's other forms of shein which don't involve going into the mouth. However, of course, besides the challenge that's going to come against this right now, there's another challenge, which is, those are all toldot of shein, but according to that, the av of shein could never exist. It's strange. So they're using this to conclude that it has to be kechatzer hanizak. Magmar zutra, ha-ba'ina kashay v'agra alala tumo v'leika. After all, if you recall, back on Daf Bet, at the end of the Amud Bet, in describing what Shane de Machali Karna is Kasher Yivair Hagalal Tumo, just like the teeth eats all the way up. That's Shane de Machali Karna. In other words, the essential chiyu of Shane is when he devours everything. And if he knocks a wall, if he rubs against a wall and does some damage or urinates on some stuff, on some fruit, it doesn't destroy everything, it does some damage, it gets some hanah. So Ravin Amar, Rasha the Shaf Salmi, we're talking about a case where there was an image on the wall and he rubbed against it and rubbed it all out. So he totally destroyed it. Hashamar de Pasi Psui, or where he totally rolled around in the vegetables and destroyed them. Okay, so it is possible to have Shane with total destruction that doesn't involve eating. So Toshma, Shisabo Atakelev, Shisabo Atanachash Patur. If somebody sicked a dog or sicked a snake on someone else, he's Patur. Now, on someone else, meaning on an animal. Now, man patur, who is it who's patur? Mishase patur. The sicker, the one that provoked it, is patur. V'chayav balakalav, but the owner of the animal is chayav. So, v'yamar k'chatzar mazik dami, but if you say that the mouth of the animal is considered chatzar mazik, so lemele, my boy yadach, before me didn't chaboy, he could turn around and say, what was your hand doing in the mouth of my dog? So it sounds kind of silly, but we're going to see that there's limits to this. Ema, Pater af mishase. So we have to turn it around and say, not only is the owner of the dog Pater, but even the one who provoked him is Pater. But the owner of the dog is patur if you hold kechatzar mazik, which we're not going to hold, but just entertaining that possibility, you have to say that. The other possibility is that he bared his teeth and cut the other animal and not in his mouth, right away from his mouth. So he used the teeth as sort of a separate weapon. Now, Toshmai Shichbo Tanachash, now we're talking about using this against a person. If a person provoked a snake against another person, and the snake bit him and poisoned him and killed him. Rabbi Yehuda Machai, Ruda says that he's chayav, chum potrim. Rabbi Vachabar Yaakov, what was his comment on the Shetim Silomar, the Divar Rabbi Yehuda Eras Nachash Ben Shinav Womed, that the poison sits right there between his teeth, meaning it's ready to go. V'fichach machish v'sayaf v'nachash patur. Therefore, sorry, it's ready to go if the snake is provoked. It's natural for the snake. Therefore, the one who provokes him is chayav mita, and the nachash is patur, meaning the owner of the nachash didn't do anything because it's just sitting there waiting to go. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, it's chayav. L'divrei chachamim, how do we interpret it? Eras nachash mi'atzmo meki. The poison comes out by itself. Therefore, we have to stone the snake. The snake is the killer. And the machish was just kind of catalyzing something. Now, v'yemar pipara kechotzar mazik dami, but if you want to entertain the possibility that pipara is kechotzar mazik, then leimale my boy yadach b'fum menachazich yivoy. What's your hand doing in the mouth of my snake? So the answer is le'inyin k'tola lo amrinan. Even if you want to entertain that pipara kechotzar hamazik, you wouldn't say that in the context of a capital crime. No, manat tamer, how do I know that? But I don't go that far. Tatan nichas l'chotzer balabayit shelo bershut. If somebody goes into somebody else's chotzer without his permission, and the ox of the owner killed this trespasser and he died, hashor b'skila, the shor has to be killed because he killed a person. Obalim turmina kofer, but the owners do not have to pay kofer that they normally have to pay. Why? Balim turmina kofer, my tam, damar le bershuti, my boit. Because you could say, what are we doing in my backyard? I'm not chayiv kofer, I didn't do anything wrong. So shor nami le malay my boit bershuti. So why did they kill the shor? Say the same thing. When it comes to death, we don't say such a thing. A person died, so we don't extend it and say, and that's even in the backyard of the mazik. Now, a story. Hanu easy to Beitarvu. There was goats from a certain place, Beitarvu. Mafsa delay the Rav Yosef. They're evidently neighbors of Rav Yosef, and they'd come in and they'd mess up his field. So Marle Abai, he told his student Abai, Zil Eima Lahula Marayu, go tell the masters of Litzaninu, they have to lock those goats up. Marle Amai Ezel, Abai said, why should I go? If I go, I'm really, they're going to tell me, let Rav Yosef put up a fence around his property. So then they got into a theoretical discussion. So if Rav Yosef puts up a fence, how could you ever have Shane? The answer is, if the animal dug through the fence, or if it fell down at night, there wasn't a chance to put it up, and then it went in and ate, and that's Bechatzar Nizak. Now, parenthetically, Rachir's Rav Yosef, Yitem Rabba, either Rav Yosef or Rabba, made the following announcement. Tesalkin la'elo denachtin la'tator. Those who go up to Eretz Yisrael and those who come down to Bavel, you all should know. Hani inzi de shuka de mifsidi. These goats that are held in the shuk, that do damage, meaning they're held for market day. So you get the goat maybe on a Tuesday. You hold it for Thursday. In the meantime, they do damage. Matrinim marayu treyut latazinu. We warn the masters, meaning the shochtim. We warn them several times that they're responsible, itzayit sayit, if they listen fine, and if they therefore keep these goats secured and not doing damage, fine. Ve'ilo, and if not, amrinon le, we tell them, tiva masachta v'kabel zuzach, you better sit on the cleaver and accept your money. In other words, you better shach them today. You can't wait till market day, because you're not willing to keep that goat from doing damage in the meantime. Alright, then you're gonna have to shecht him immediately and, collect whatever money you can get for him now. Okay, we'll hold off at this point and pick up in Mishnah Daled in the next podcast. Everyone should have a wonderful day.